Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of your favorite podcast in the whole wide world. Well, maybe one of them at least, anyway, the Psychic Funhouse. And yeah, I'm here post Thanksgiving, keeping it real for everybody. So you're welcome. Thank you. You don't have to, really. Yeah, but go ahead. And a little program note, if you haven't taken a look at what's on the menu for tonight, my wonderful co-host, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza, will not be joining us in the Funhouse. He has opted to, let's just say, engage in some other constructive activities. We're trying not to feel abandoned here at the Funhouse, so we'll just see how things go flying solo. But I have my cup of hot peppermint tea here, and I'm definitely raring to go to talk to everybody and check in and see how they celebrated Thanksgiving, how that went for everybody, and if there's anything they're thankful for that they'd like to share. That's always a good thing to start off with. So I have a lot I could talk about, fill up the time with, but we do have a lot of callers, and I thought it would be nice to just kind of head to the phones pretty quickly here. So one thing I will say as far as what I'm thankful for, I am thankful that I live close enough to my dear mother that I get to see her frequently. And I would say 95% of the time that turns out to be an awesome thing. The other 5%, you know, it's just how things work with people that raise you, who you realize when you're adult, you're a lot more alike than maybe is healthy for both of you, if you know what I mean. But we usually work that out. So we had a good Thanksgiving, spent it with some friends. And food was delicious. I managed not to overdo it, which was not what usually happens. But for me, that is what happened. So that's good. But I still managed to go into the stupor and had about a four-hour nap afterwards. So maybe that's what happened to you. There's something about all that food. I know they say it's the tryptamine in the turkey, but there's tryptophan. I don't know that that's really true, but yeah, it was just a really, really nice day. So, all right, as promised, we're going to go to the phones. I will just mention that next week we're going to have another open show, most likely, for readings. And in case you're wondering how you might get in touch with me, I do have a private practice of shamanic healing and psychic readings, and I'm also an herbalist. So many hats. My phone number is 541-344-7534. You're welcome to call me or text me. Regular West Coast hours are always good. GivingTree@earthlink.net is my email. I have a Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs. It's where you can find that. And my website is givingtreefarm.com. All right. So let's go ahead and we'll take our first caller here. I know you all have been waiting patiently. So this is area code 954. Hi there, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Lawrence. What's your name and where are you calling from, please? Oh, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
You are. Well, good. Who are you? What's your name?
My name is Lisa, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hey, Lisa from Florida. How are you? How's Florida?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, you know. It's about like, 60, 68.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, you're going to have to put on a sweater and a hat to survive that. Good heavens. All right. Well,
nice weather.
Yeah, that's good. Did you do the Thanksgiving thing, or was that part of your experience yesterday?
No, not really. I just chilled with my dad, and I had some food. Mm-hmm. Didn't eat that much. Just chill out, watch some movies.
Well, that's all right. I'm sure Dad appreciated your company, so
that's
a nice thing to do. Yeah. Well, just because I'm keeping with the theme. Do you have anything that you'd care to share that you're grateful for? Since that's the whole idea, I guess, with Thanksgiving these days, to try to be grateful for something.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely grateful for my daughter, my family. Definitely having parents still. Because of all what's going on in the world, everybody seems like they're disappearing. So I'm very grateful for my parents still here alive and well and friends.
Oh, that's
so
great. Those are all good things. Family's important for sure. Definitely.
Yeah.
So did you have a question she wanted answered or?
Yes. I just wanted to know, do you see me with a career change, not what I'm doing in the past, but something new? Because I'm definitely looking for change.
Well, you know what I'm getting is you have a few possibilities, Lisa. I know you're talking about change, the career you're in, whatever it is you're doing or, you know, however you make a living right now, it's a really safe bet for you. You could stick with that and time out and, you know, that'd be fine. That's not what you want to do, obviously, but at least there isn't that, what's the right way to say it? The rug isn't being pulled out from under you. You know, you may feel like you're ready for change, but it's not like, there's something drastic happening in the sense that, you have to change or else the consequences are going to touch you. So that's a good place to be in because you have time, really, to dial in and really decide how much of a risk you want to take and how far you want to stretch yourself. So that's a pretty good place to be in. I would say, you know, of all the options you have, there's probably two that are either, you know, the most viable or most attractive. One is to, you know, really take a big risk and go out on your own. I don't know if that's, you know, doing your own business or something like that where you're an entrepreneur, but it's something where you're not really working for anybody else. You're doing something that either has been a long time side gig for you that you want to elevate into something more than just a hobby, or maybe it's a skill or a talent you have that is something that you haven't really tried to monetize yet. So I don't know if you have a creative thing that you do, but that would be one option that I see. The other thing I see, it's kind of interesting. What the word that's coming up for me is sales. So I don't know if you're a people person or not, but I think there's an opportunity for you to make a career move into some kind of marketing, something where you're able to really connect with people about a product or a service. Not something that you do yourself, but that you're a representative for. It would be something that would free you from kind of the rigors that your job is associated with now. And you'd also probably have some traveling involved, as much or as little as you'd like. You could also work a little more remotely, so you wouldn't be tied to kind of an office or a 9-to-5. So I don't know, you know, I don't know what your skill set is exactly or what you've been looking for, but those are a couple areas I think that are coming up that seem the most attractive. Does any of that make sense? What's coming up for you?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Entrepreneurial direction is where
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of heading towards.
Uh-huh.
I was also told that I was a healer in my past life. So, and I'm always into
uh-huh.
my last job was helping people. I deal with,
mm-hmm.
You know, insurance and I worked for a diabetic company.
Okay.
Helping people. So, yeah, something
nice.
Along those lines would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so in your current employment, are you connecting people with services or a product or what's the?
Yeah, it's products.
What's the main focus of?
Yeah, definitely products and, you know, billing and a little bit of insurance and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
well,
yes, definitely with products.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you definitely have a good calming, grounding way with people. I mean, I just feel that energy just, you know, with talking to you. So I imagine whoever your clientele is, they really look forward to interacting with you, even if it's not in person. Just because of the way you have of bringing your energy that's really grounding and supportive to whatever you know conversation you're having with people. So I think highlighting that, you know, would be a really it'd be a good thing for you and it'd be a good match for the people that are you know going to be either your clients or customers or people you'll be working with in the future. So that's
okay.
Definitely. Yeah, it's definitely positive. Well, that's interesting. So what kind of, so if you were to do something on your own, would it be in the healing arts in some way? Would you want to do some kind of alternative form of healing,
Reiki.
Or what do you see doing?
Mm-hmm. I was thinking Reiki to start off with,
uh-huh.
just to get me in a direction. So I was thinking Reiki definitely start off there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then
have
go
you taken
from
any?
There and see,
Yeah, have you taken any Reiki classes?
Any classes? No,
mm-hmm.
I've gotten, I'm reading up on it, but I haven't
uh-huh.
Taken a class.
Uh-huh. But you've had some experiences with Reiki healing yourself, or?
No, I mean, I've had healers
uh-huh.
heal me, but no,
oh, okay.
As far as me healing someone, no.
Okay. Yeah, but you've received this. You know what it's like, and how it
yes,
can be effective
definitely.
In the personal. Yeah, that's great.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think that would be wonderful. Pretty well established spiritual healing, you know, tradition. I guess I'd say so. People are pretty familiar with it. You know, it's not something that's so esoteric or you know different that you would have a more challenging time explaining to people what it is. You know, there's all sorts of Reiki healers and, you know, all over North America and really the world. So you'd be in a good network of people too. Yeah, that'd be great. Well, yeah, I think looking into that and finding somebody ideally locally, you know, who's offering some classes that you feel good about would be, you know, the way to start and then start dipping your toe into it. That's a really powerful thing that you've had some past life experience healing people and you're in that profession anyway, just doing it, you know, in a more, you know, conventional way, I guess I'd say. So that's great. You obviously bring a lot of experience to you know, doing some healing work on your own. So that would be a benefit too. So yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that it would be great with the world changing, and I think it's going to more towards more of the natural way of things.
Mm-hmm.
In some areas, parts, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're going to have challenges with.
Oh my gosh, so many. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was just the other thing I was going to say is the nice thing about Reiki is you don't necessarily have to be in the same room or even the same vicinity to receive healing. You know, it's something that can be transmitted and received, you know, when you're miles apart from somebody. So that can be an attractive part of how you end up doing your business too. So
I've even had someone do it over the phone.
Yeah,
very fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I would definitely look into that. And you know, certainly, if you wanted to hedge your bets, you could also, you know, look at doing some more marketing. You know, either for a different line of work entirely, or still within the medical field. You definitely have that as you know, potential too. Something that maybe gives you a little bit more responsibility without the same kinds of challenges that you've been experiencing, you know, a little more independence, I guess. I think is what you're looking for. So,
okay.
All right.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, thank you for
definitely
calling. Helped. And stay warm down there in 60 degree Florida. Ooh.
Okay. You take care.
All right, you too, Louisa. Yeah, keep us posted. Let us know how things go for you.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye for now. All right. Well, 60 degrees. Well, you know, it almost got 60 degrees here in the Northwest where I am today. It didn't rain, which is always a plus, so I got my self-motivated and wanted to work off all the extra calories I put away and went over. Some of you who are longtime listeners may remember that my mother and I have a side project of our own doing a farm stand. So I had a bunch of soil and some compost to move and tuck in the beds for the winter. So that's what I spent my afternoon doing, which is good. It's nice to be outside. So, All right. Well, let's go to another caller and find out what they're grateful for on this Friday, last Friday in November. All right. This is area code 631. Hi there. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Lawrence. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, I'm Suzanne from Long Island. I'm thankful for family, friends, and I just had a question about work.
All right. Hey, Suzanne. Good to hear from you. Those are always good things to be thankful for sure. Can't get much done without good family and good friends supporting you. All right. What's your work question?
I'm working now as a teacher. I got the job about 2 weeks ago or so, finally. But then I got a call, though, for a place like 2 weeks ago to interview, but I got the job the next day. And then it was weird. Mm-hmm. I was at a doctor's office just getting a physical for the new job and blood work, whatever, and I ran into the secretary of the place where I did interview. They're still hiring, and I'm supposed to call them Monday for an interview, even though I just started this job. But the thing is, it pays $6,000 more a year. So I don't know if I should stay where I'm at or go to the new one if they hire me. I'm not sure what to do.
Yeah, well, do you feel like you have a pretty good shot at getting hired at the job that you had applied for?
I think
earlier?
So. I don't know if it's the right move. I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, my understanding is schools are kind of pretty hungry for support staff as well as just regular staff, even bus drivers. So, $6,000. You know, can definitely help pay some bills. And
that's the thing. I know. I mean, I just feel bad because I just got this job. I waited a long time to get it, like years and years.
Right.
But the thing is, it's just not paying that much.
Right, right. Well, you know, I think we're in a, you know, in a interesting place, you know, with the labor market these days, Suzanne, where, you know, the pandemic has kind of put everything into pretty sharp focus as far as what people are willing to, you know, get paid to do work. You know, a lot of people have, you know, decided that they're not just going to do any old job anymore for whatever the employer feels like paying. And I think the good side of that is that some employers are stepping up to the plate and offering, you know, incentives to people, either just basically higher wage.
No, this school I'm at isn't. But do you see me getting the other job, or should I take it? Or?
Yeah. Well, I think you should definitely do what you feel is going to benefit you. So if you end up getting this job that pays you better, you know, I don't think it's outside of, you know, the realm of appropriateness to tell the other job, you know, this is what happened. I had actually had this one in the works and they pay better. The other way you could approach them is to say, you know, and they probably won't be able to, but this is a way for you to, you know, at least kind of cover your bases. You know, they're offering me more, you know, a better wage. If you're willing to match that, I'm happy to stay.
No, they're
here,
not going to. They're not, no.
Well, yeah. So, but that, you know, that's...
Yeah, and then my other quick question is, I'm talking to two men. Do you see one? I haven't met them yet. Do you see me meeting either one and having a relationship?
Talking to two of them, huh? Okay. Well, there's... I think there's a better likelihood of you having something more developed with one of them than the other. Trying to zero in on what the difference is between the two. Do you have names of either of them that you care to share?
One is Dan. The other one, I believe, is Steve. I'm just talking to them now, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think Steve is the one who's more of a keeper for you. What I think what you're going to find is that you're going to have to be a little bit patient because you're already about three steps ahead of them and they're going to have to catch up to you. Steve will anyway. But if you're willing to, you know, kind of let those things develop at their own pace a little bit and not try to force too much, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised that this person has a lot to offer you that it isn't going to be apparent right away but will develop. So, yeah,
Dan seems like la la la, you know, and only keeps mentioning, Dan keeps mentioning, like, I don't know, he's just like la 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 la, and just keeps mentioning cuddling. How come many times you have to mention cuddling? Come on, give me a break.
Well, maybe he's cuddle deprived. I don't know, but that is a little weird, you got to admit. Yeah.
Yeah. But, that's funny. I just felt like too when I talked about him. I was like, ugh.
Well, you know what? You got to go with your instinct and trust your heart, right? So don't, you know, time's short. Don't take any unnecessary chances with this stuff. Yeah. Well, that's great. You have options. So
and I just
and
have
I'm
one
so
more
happy.
Quick question, really quick.
One
I
more
had
question.
A
okay.
Yeah, I had one good friend. Her name was Sheila, but she just. I don't know. It's like she's negative and we just don't get along anymore. Do you think I should continue to be friends or just, in my heart, not be friends?
You didn't have a falling out? You just kind of drifted apart sort of thing? Is that what's
well,
going
kind
on?
Kind of both. I just, yeah.
Hmm. Well, you know, I don't think, you know, we're not under any obligation to interact with anybody no matter what previous history we have with them, right? So if you feel like the relationship isn't healthy and it's not serving you and you're not really invested in it, then being in it out of obligation, I think, is going to make things pretty, you know, unpleasant. And that's going to come out in how you interact. So, I mean, I wouldn't be unkind or rude, but I don't know that you have to explain everything either. It sounds like maybe things are just kind of naturally sort of falling off. But if it comes to it, I think, you know, just to respect whatever feelings you had for her, you know, I would just tell her, hey, I think I'm just moving on. You know, if you can have that kind of conversation, maybe you can't, but I think it's okay. You know, these things happen. So.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, and I should find out next week about the job.
Yeah.
I can't feel guilty because $6,000 is a lot more.
Well, even if you do feel guilty, yeah, you have to be realistic and say, okay, you know, this is the bottom line. I have bills to pay, and this other opportunity's come up. So, you know,
yeah,
that's the way it works. So, but
things
will work out.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Yeah.
Okay. Bye bye.
Let's know how it goes. All right.
I will.
Bye bye. All right. Okay, well, a lot of callers. Let's just go to the phone. So let's try this next caller here. Let's see. This is area code 630. Hi there. You're on the Psychic Funhouse.
Hi.
Hi. You're so excited.
You're so
amazing. My name is Dion,
and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, I remember you, Dion. How are you? How's Wisconsin? Is it cold?
Oh my God! Oh my God! I'm so grateful for my apartment. I love it here.
Well, I love hearing your positive energy. So feeling's mutual. That's great. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh my God! It was so good. My Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, I just kept settling in, and like spent my day unpacking. You know,
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've been here
uh-huh.
a month, but you know, I'm still unpacking and stuff. And
sure.
But I have something exciting I want to tell you.
Okay, lay it on me. I'm ready.
Okay, so like about a month ago, you said that I was going to be working at a job, and that
uh-huh.
like towards the end of the year, I was going to be like thinking to myself, is there too much of a good thing? So I was just
uh-huh.
hired today. I'm just doing my HR paperwork this weekend, and I get to start
yeah.
on Monday.
Oh,
and
nice.
So this is the job that you actually predicted.
Okay.
And so I saw your Black Friday sale. So what's your Black Friday sale? Like, what is your – I went to your website, so can you – I would actually
you did.
Just call and find out what your Black Friday sale was.
Oh, well, it was kind of a joke, actually, you know. So there isn't, I mean, because we do free readings, there isn't really a sale on the show
oh.
because we offer our services for free. But, you know, we do also offer private readings and healing. So if you want to connect after the show, Dion, and have something more focused, or we could definitely work that out. And I'd be happy to give you a Black Friday deal of my usual rates for that. So how's that sound?
That sounds good. I mean, you
okay.
said it was going to happen, and it actually did happen. So.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
That's the only reason why I called.
Oh,
I just
okay.
wanted to
well,
let you know that, like, your prediction awesome. Actually came to pass, like, super quick, and I'm really excited, and I guess I'll just email you, like, Black Friday.
yeah, that's fine. That's absolutely totally cool. Yeah, we had I remember, I think maybe last time you called, we had a couple guests on who have their own podcast, and we got into some really profound stuff with you. There's some really cool things that came up. So it was a memorable show, and you're definitely a big part of that. So that's awesome. I'm so glad to hear that things are working out and you're settling into your new space, and, you know, your positive energy is just definitely shining through. So that's really wonderful. So, and I'm so happy you called and let us know. We always wonder what happens with our listeners if, you know, they end up having what we talk about come to pass, or if they end up feeling like they want to come after us because we're making stuff up and they're angry and
you know, want to have retribution. So far,
no,
so good.
No, and then, like, no, for sure. And then, like, a month from now, I'll call back and let you know how the new job is going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Please do. Yeah. All right.
You know,
well,
just
look,
so you know, like,
email.
Your positive influence did help me. So I just want to say thank you for that. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for you.
You're a sweetheart. Well, thank you. Well, we're definitely grateful for all our wonderful listeners like you, and that's a really nice thing for you to take the time and energy to share. And, you know, I think there's something to be said for the attraction of joy. You know, it really, when you're able to manifest that authentically, it just brings more joy towards you. So just keep going in that direction, right?
Yes, thank you. Namaste.
Okay. Namaste, Dion. You enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too.
We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye. Well, cool. I love hearing from callers who we've talked to, and when they are able to share what happened between the last session and this time, that's always fascinating too, and it's especially wonderful when things get affirmed and confirmed for them. We like hearing that. So very, very grateful for that. So wonderful. All right. Well, let's just go on down the line here. We'll try to get through as many callers as we can, as I can. I'm used to saying we because I'm missing my sidekick, Mr. Espinoza, but that's okay. I'm sure he's listening on the etheric plane. All right, next caller. Here we go. This is area code 330. And hi there. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Lawrence. What's your name? Where are you calling
hi.
From? Hi.
Hi, my name is Kim. I'm calling from Ohio.
Okay.
It's really cold.
Kim, like K-I-M, is it? It's cold?
Yes.
In Ohio? Yeah. Okay. Well, hopefully you're in a warm place. You got a nice mug of hot cocoa to keep you company or... You're doing all right. How was your Thanksgiving,
yes.
Kim? Did you do that
holiday
this year?
Yes, I actually cooked the whole meal.
Oh, boy.
And my parents and family came over, and I'm very grateful
that
they all enjoyed the food, and it all came out nice.
Wonderful. What's your your signature dish that everybody was just raving about? Are you a cranberry sauce specialist, or was it the turkey or some other aspect of the meal? Or
actually, I'm the only one in the family that can make the pies. I got grandma's pie dish, and I can make the pie, so I ended up with the whole meal.
Oh, man, that's awesome. I had a feeling you were a dessert person, so that's super cool. Yeah, good pies are hard to beat. My grandfather was a good pie maker. He made lemon meringue. That was his specialty. He was really good at it. So good for you. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Well, what can we do for you tonight? Anything burning in your question department, or what can we help you with?
I just wondered if there was something I needed to know about, you know, changes coming up or option or anything coming for me. Or.
I like to be as direct as possible with clients when they call and listeners. And I also like to be as supportive and compassionate as possible. So I'm a little torn in responding to your question because, you know, the first hit that I got was some sadness. So I think in your immediate future, you know, and I'm not saying this to alarm you or to make you feel afraid or anything like that, but I think there's going to be, you know, a little bit of a challenge for you, I guess, is the best way to frame it coming up. It's not something you're going to be overwhelmed by or not get through, but I do think that, you know, and it's probably a fairly personal thing. You know, there's just going to be, not entirely unexpected, but, I think it's still going to, you know, you're going to want to just make sure you have people, who are there for you to support you, and help you through, you know, what's coming up. So there's that. I'll see if I can dig around and find something else that isn't so, you know, woo, bummer. Why did I call this person?
Okay.
But, you know, I think you're just a really strong person, Kim, and I'm not really concerned that this is something, you know, that's like really devastating to you. It's just, I think what I get is you have a pretty positive outlook on life. And so when things take a turn that's unexpected and you know, isn't in the direction you're going for, it can kind of make you feel like, wait a minute, you know, am I responsible for this? And so just to inoculate you ahead of time, this isn't anything to do with you. It's just kind of, you know, what happened. And so, you know, your part in is that you're just kind of adjacent to the situation. So you're just a really caring person. So I think it's easier for you to get to be in a place where you want to really be helpful for other people, even if it's not, you know, you that's directly dealing with something or is affected by it. So, you know, that's a good thing, but it's also a challenging thing because you're able to get sucked into stuff and, you know, and then the other person would be like, oh, you're so good at problem solving. I just want to keep you on, you know, speed dial. It's like, well, you know, I've got my own life to do too. So, what else?
I'm an empath, so yes, I do pick up on a lot from others.
Yeah, well, I would say, you know, you probably do already, but it's a good idea to work on, and I would say maybe even daily, just have a ritual if you already have one or an exercise where you're putting your shields up and you want to just kind of hone that ability so you can do it at a moment's notice. Because, you know, I think there's just going to be a lot coming at you, you know, on a, you know, kind of below the belt emotional level that would be really good for you to just take a few extra steps, you know, maybe the beginning, at the end of your day, to just go back to being grounded, go back to being centered and really be focused on what matters to you and what's important. It's good to do anyway, but I think going into your next kind of cycle, it's going to be really, really necessary for you. So,
is it one of my parents?
You know,
it's okay. It's expected.
I definitely get that it's somebody close to you, and it's somebody who's a relative, and it's probably a health type issue or some other concern that's going to manifest, you know, that way.
Okay.
So, but it, you know, it's hard. It's hard when you're, you know, an empath, like you say, because stuff comes to you, you know, from all sorts of different places, and it can be challenging to deal with it and not get, overwhelmed is an overused word, but just not to get, you know, affected by it to the point where you're really a little bit lost, I guess, yourself, or you lose yourself a little bit. So,
okay.
Yeah. So as far as something not about all that goes for you, do you mind if I ask you a question?
No, feel free.
Okay. You don't have to answer it, but what's your relationship status?
Completely single.
Completely single. Like not even like a little bit not single, but like completely single. I like that. Okay. And are you single and happily single, or are you single and maybe wanting not to be single, or what's going on with that business?
I would welcome in the partner for me.
Okay.
No more of these jokers out there that, you know.
No jokers.
Don't have their act together.
You don't like the jokers?
Okay. No.
Wow.
That's why.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take the jokers out of the deck, so no more of those.
Okay.
We only want, you know, some of the high court. We want to get you a king. I think you're ready for a king. You want these jacks. You don't want any of these crazy aces. You can't trust. They're all flashing. You want somebody who's mature, knows what they want, and is able to, you know, be there for you. So I think that's what we're going to focus on manifesting for you, the relationship that really serves you well and that you feel is just a natural fit, like something that really, you know, it's like a good set of tools or, you know, article of clothing that really, when you wear it, it makes you feel really wonderful about yourself, or a place that you go to where you really, the energy there you pick up on. So I would say...
I accept.
you accept. That's awesome. Well, that's all that has to happen. You just kind of receive it. But I would say, you know, there's do you ever do, this is going to sound kind of cheesy, but do you ever do makeovers? Have you ever done one of those before? You know, where you have like, I don't know, a spa day or something where you really treat yourself and you, you know, I get the feeling you're kind of more of a natural, like don't really, you know, doll yourself up kind of person. But have you ever tried anything like that? Have you ever done, had that experience? Or?
It's very true that I usually go natural, but I do have a very close friend who is great at doing makeup, and she did awesome pictures for me. Yes.
See, that is exactly what I was thinking, that you're going to hook up with somebody. So here's the thing. I want you to make a date with your friend who's the marvelous makeup artist, and I also want you to have, like, an activity for that day. So, you know, if you're a massage person, get a massage. If you're a, you know, retail therapy, go out and get yourself something you've wanted for a while, or surprise yourself, or, you know, go to a really good restaurant. But I want you to have something where there's a social component of it so you can be seen and admired, because I think it's really important for you to get feedback from people that, you know, just get a chance to really take in your appearance, okay? And I think that's going to initiate a process for you of, number one, feeling more comfortable putting yourself out there, and number two, getting feedback that I think part of you is really hungry for about, you know, just, and you know, it may feel like it's superficial, but it's actually, it's a way for you to display how much you love and care about yourself, right? That you're willing to go to this trouble to do something that maybe is, you know, not an everyday thing for you, but you're putting yourself out there. And I think it's going to shift things enough for you that you're going to find having this experience is going to propel you closer to that relationship that you really was kind of hungered for really all your life. And I think it'll start cracking open some things for you that haven't been as accessible as they could be otherwise. All right. So basically,
well,
thank
you. I really appreciate
experience.
That.
Yeah. Well, you're really deserving. I mean, that's the best part. You know, not everybody
you
ask about relationship. Yeah, not everybody you ask about relationship questions is really ready for a relationship, even if they want one, you know. So I have to be kind of diplomatic when that, you know, my guides are like, oh, my God, this person needs to go to counseling for 10 years. Don't let them get in a relationship. You know? But you're way beyond that. So you definitely, like you said, no more jokers. Like, you definitely need, you know, your not even a prince. You need your king to show up because you're the queen. So, let's do this makeover. Yeah, and have that great day so you're just, like, full of yourself and ready to just, you know, smash it and take on the whole world. And then let us know what happens, because I think there's some magic that's going to happen with that. And you have that friend is really an ace up your sleeve, as long as we're going with card analogies. So you definitely need to, you know, and have her energy in your life more, because she is like 1,000% in your corner, and that's a great person.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I agree.
She's a good friend.
She's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Kim.
Well, I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate
you. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Have fun. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Thank
you. Stay warm. All right.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're getting close to the end, but I think we've got time for maybe a call or two. So let's try to fit as many of you wonderful souls in as possible. So here we go. Another caller. This is area code 860. Hi there, you're on the Psychic Funhouse. Where are you calling from, and what is your name, please?
Hi, I'm calling from Connecticut, and my name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa from Connecticut.
Hi, thank you so much. I have a little dog. That is, thank you.
You do.
I have a little dog that's just turned one, And since we got her, she doesn't eat without an appetite stimulant. She's been to 9 different vets. And I don't know if she's going to get, you could ring me out right now. I don't know if she's just stubborn and she won't eat the beautiful meals I prepare for her, or if she's sick that she doesn't want to eat.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if she's playing games with me or not at this point.
Yeah. What's her name?
Liliana.
Liliana?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Oh, that's a beautiful name for a dog. You must think a lot of her.
She's a beautiful little girl.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Animals really don't see the world the way that we do. And I think it can be hard for us to get into kind of an animal space in our own minds. There's a really wonderful person who's an animal lover and who also happens to be autistic, named Temple Grandin. I don't know if that name means anything to you or not, but I'm actually looking at her books on my bookshelf right now that I have. She's written a few books about her relationship with animals, animals in translation, and animals make us human. But I've learned a lot from her about how to really try to tune into animals and let our preconceptions go about it. You know, it's funny, the thing that I get about Liliana is it's more of a environment thing than something within her. What I mean by that is the space, wherever the space is that she's in when she receives her meal, there's something about it that isn't working for her. Either it's making her tense or just, eating, we don't really think of it this way, but for animals, eating is kind of a vulnerable time for them because they have to let their guard down when they're ingesting food. And so for them to do that completely and give themselves over, they have to feel really comfortable. And if they don't, particularly if they're, just sensitive to that, kind of environment, maybe more than an average, dog is in this case. They're really going to be keyed up about, am I safe? Is this area, is this an okay place for me to let my guard down? Right. So I don't know if you've been feeding her like in the same place throughout this whole, exploration, I guess you've been doing with these different vets and trying to get her to eat the, yeah.
In the kitchen where we eat.
Yeah, right.
Nice kitchen.
So, does she, when she turns in at night, does she sleep with you guys in your bedroom or does she go someplace else or where does she, hang out the most when she's relaxed or taking a nap or something like that? Does she have her own special spot?
She has a bed in between us up by our heads. And that's
only
place she can't eat in the bed.
No, she can't. She can't. But maybe in the bedroom, if you can find a place that isn't going to be in your guys' way, so you'll resent it or whatever. But I would try. Do you give her any treats outside of her meals, or does she just get meals and that's it?
Just gets meals because she doesn't eat those. I can't give her treats.
She's allergic to
everything. So it's even hard. I'm roasting turkey.
Yeah.
We bought a freezer just to freeze turkeys for the year for her.
She can't
get them all year.
Oh, yeah. So that's pretty much the safest protein for her is to get her on turkey.
Yeah, we've been through extensive allergy testing. She's allergic to humans.
She's allergic to humans?
Yep.
Uh-oh. That's a little,
uh-huh. They told me to take 2 showers a day and buy air filters.
Oh, my God, you're kidding. Oh, no.
I so wish I was kidding.
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow, you've really got projects on your hands.
That's a good word.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you have other more descriptive words for it that probably can't use on the air.
Just burned out at this point. It's just.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. I'm sorry. Yeah, well, you know, I guess, you know, at this point, that's what I would suggest is that maybe, you know, try the bedroom and try.
I will do that.
You know, that doesn't work, try, you know, a different space, someplace where she doesn't feel threatened. That, I think that's the big thing as far as getting her connect, you know, getting her to connect with her food in a more natural way rather than, you know, what's been happening. So
if I have to throw
hopefully,
a tarp on
hopefully
the
that'll work.
Get her to eat, I will.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I mean, see, you know, whatever you're willing to do, you know, it sounds like you've invested a lot.
Cook here and, all day long. I'm a short order cook on at her service, and nothing works.
Yeah, well, and you're obviously very clean too, with all the showers you've been taking. So that's a plus. try switching up the location and start with that, and then see what happens, and you know, and let me know if there's some improvement, but it still needs some work. You know, you're welcome to get in contact with me again, and we'll see what else we can work on for Liliana, okay?
Thank you so much for the blessing. Thank you. Take care.
Yeah. Well, you guys take care. Don't get too burnt out. I know that's challenging, especially this time of year, but, yeah, take some downtime. All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Lisa.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good luck with everything.
Thank
All right. You.
You
take care. Bye-bye. Okay, there's somebody who is going the extra distance for their animal. Wow. All right, well, we're in the lightning round, as we like to say. So I've got time for one more caller. Somebody's been on the line for a while. We'll go to this wonderful listener. This is area code 856. Hi there, you're on the Psychic Funhouse.
Hi, guys. This is Rosemaria.
It's Rosemaria.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, how was your Thanksgiving?
Good. A little chaos, but a lot of cooking, and then friends invited me over, so had some fun.
Oh, nice.
All good.
That's cool. Yeah, very nice. So, what are you grateful for these days? What's showing up in your attitude of gratitude department?
Right now for my little niece and nephew. That's about it. So good friends, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, that's still a lot, though. How old are your niece and nephew? Are they still children?
Yeah, 4 and 6.
Oh, yeah. Little guys. Okay. Cool. Well, I bet they love their auntie.
Yeah, they do. They get away with murder.
Oh, you're one of those kind of aunties. Okay. Wow. All right. Very good. Yeah. Well, every kid needs somebody like that in their life. So you're performing a real service. So I'm sure they're grateful, and they'll only be more grateful as they get older. So very cool. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering what's going to come up for me for the last, now until the next, at the end of the year, I guess, because what I'm manifesting is, for some reason, it's not going my way. I'm trying to get stuff straightened out, and not happening, so whatever's good is coming in for me.
Mm-hmm.
Anything special for my birthday next month?
For your birthday next month? What day is your birthday?
The last day of the year.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's quite the day to have your birthday on. Yeah. Well, I suppose, you know, the good thing is like Halloween, you always have a party you can go to, so... yeah, well, what do I see? Special. Well, you know, just real briefly, I'll tell you what's coming up. I think you have a real potential to kind of harvest some energy and make some breakthroughs, both, you know, just within your own personality, let's say, and with your relationships with other people around you, I think it was kind of a 50-50 chance you're going to take it though. So I want to increase the odds for you. So what I think is going to make the most sense is for you to pick a day next month where write down the three most important things that you'd like to change or see happen in your life. So whatever that is, maybe it's a relationship, Rosemaria, or maybe it's, you know, income or, you know, whatever you want. So I want you to, you know, block out a day so you write these things down, piece of paper, and I want you to then burn that piece of paper and just release it. And then that's it. Don't think about it anymore. Don't obsess about it anymore. Don't try to make anything happen beyond that. It would be almost better if you even just forgot about it. And then be receptive for what you put down, though. And then around your birthday or, you know, sometime, you know, after that, check in again and see what's shifted about that. And if anything's come up for you, and if the things that you were wanting to have manifest, if they've started to show up for you, okay. But I think it's a simple way of opening up to the universe and asking for help without being too overly vulnerable, but putting yourself out there. And I think that's a pretty good fit for you in terms of how you want things to happen. Okay, does that make sense? You want to try that?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. All right. We'll try that out and let us know, you know, let me know that you did it, so I'll hold you accountable, right? Don't blow it off.
Okay.
And then we'll wait a while and see what the universe cooks up for you, because I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Okay?
Yeah, there's a 50-50 chance on that one. Well, I want it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
That's the thing. No, I know what you mean. But I think, you know, by doing this little ritual with the writing, the burning, and releasing, I think you'll increase your odds to like 80-85% even maybe. So we'll see. All right?
Okay, cool.
Okay. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and don't work too hard. Stay warm out there, and we'll talk to you again. All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Be well. Bye bye. Sounded like she was coughing something up. Time in the show where we have to say goodbye. So, apologies to everybody that called that we weren't able to get to, but we did our best flying solo without my lovely co-host, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza, wherever he is. I hope he's enjoying himself and knows that we missed him here in the fun house, but he'll be back next week. So that's a good thing. All right. Well, so this has been a wonderful show. I want to thank you, lovely listeners of the Psychic Funhouse, for taking the time during this this holiday season to call in and check in and listen. We appreciate it when you follow us on your favorite platform, whether it's Spotify or Amazon, Apple, whatever works for you. We've got an archive of close to 60 shows now, so you can always go back and take a look at those programs. Take us with you wherever you go. And if you are interested in some private healings or psychic work, or there's a burning herbal question you have, I've been a certified clinical herbalist for over 20 years, you're always welcome to get in touch with me. My phone number is 541-344-7534. You can email me at givingtree@earthlink.net. My Facebook page is Giving Tree Farm Herbs. And check out my website at givingtree.net. farm.com. All right. On behalf of the Psychic Funhouse, we wish you a wonderful rest of your month, and we will see you next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Thanks so much, everybody. Be well, be blessed. Bye-bye.